Hey there, bedtime people. Martin here from Dad's Bedtime Stories. Tonight, I decided we kind of had to finish the last story I did, because I left it off with you flying away in a spaceship full of a whole bunch of adorable puppies and kittens and cats and dogs as well. So we're going to take it off from there. If you like the story or you like the podcast in general, the best ways to help us out are to share it with a friend. I mean, if everybody did that, we could just double our listener base overnight, right? I think the math works on that. You can also leave a review, especially written reviews go a long way if you're listening on a platform where you can do that. And last, you can consider joining my Patreon or doing one of the one-time donations. Speaking of which, a big thank you to our latest Patreon subscribers, Anna G and Rachel S. You're now a part of making this podcast work. Now, it's time for the story. The only rules here are that you have to close your eyes, get as comfy as you can in your bed, and imagine yourself doing what the character in the story does. Imagine yourself waking up on spaceship. You sit up and look around. Oh, yeah. You remember now that you fell asleep in the cargo bay that's surrounded by all the puppies and kitties and cats and dogs. You carefully get up off the ground, trying not to step on any of the sleeping puppies or the sleeping kitties. They look incredibly peaceful there. As you walk away from them, you head to the door of the cargo bay that leads back into the main part of the spaceship. As you enter, you see Changer, also transformed into an Earth puppy, laying on the couch. He looks up and gives you a little nod before putting his head back down and going to sleep once again. Spaceship, how are you? I am good. How are you? Spaceship asks. I'm pretty good. But I'm starting to think, as fun as it is to have all these cats and dogs in the back of the cargo bay, it's probably not practical to keep them around forever. Understood. I have come up with a number of possible solutions for the cats and dogs. Oh, cool. What are they? Solution number one. We could use cryogenic chambers to freeze the cats and dogs, preserving their life for later on in the future. I don't think we want to freeze them. We'll keep that one on the drawing board. What are your other ideas? You ask Spaceship. Idea number two. We find a suitable planet and relocate the puppies and kitties. I think that actually sounds like a better idea. What's solution number three? Solution number three is to keep them all. Again, that'd be cool, but I think if we put them on a new planet, we can visit them whenever we want to. Understood. Locating suitable planet now. You watch as Spaceship launches a whole bunch of little probes in every different direction. Each one flies throughout the galaxy, trying to find the perfect planet for the cats and the dogs. While you wait for the results, you go and hang out with the cats and the dogs in the cargo bay once again. Changer comes with you this time. It's kind of cool because whenever Changer changes into one of the kitties or one of the puppies, they seem to be able to understand what he's saying. You watch as he transforms into one of the dogs and starts to give the dogs order. Before long, the dogs are marching in unison and running around a little relay track you have set up. It's pretty amazing. When Changer turns into a cat, the results are, well, a little less impressive because even though you assume the cats can understand him, they just kind of decide not to listen, as cats sometimes do. They just sort of hang out on the ground, attack scratching posts, and playing with little balls that they shoot back and forth. They're pretty relaxed about the whole thing. Whenever the cats or dogs need to eat, spaceships set up a special food replicator that creates kibble whenever they want it. "Alert," spaceship says. "I have located a suitable planet." "Awesome, I'm gonna come check it out now." You run out of the cargo area back into the spaceship. As you look up at the view screen, you see a beautiful blue and green and white planet selected. Once again, it looks a lot like Earth, only a lot smaller, you think. "This planet should be perfect," spaceship says. "It has developed a lot of plant and animal life. However, no sentient or thinking beings exist. The environment seems compatible with the cats and dogs' needs." "Awesome. Let's head there now," you order. "Understood," spaceship replies. The ship changes direction and starts to fly a little bit to the right, which must be the direction of the planet. At super hyperdrive, it doesn't take too long before you stop in the solar system. You fly up to the beautiful blue, green, and white planet, and you check out the surroundings. This planet, a little bit smaller than Earth, seems to have not one, but two moons spinning around it. The tops and bottoms of the planet are covered in ice caps, but the rest of it seems pretty green and pretty tropical. You fly down lower over the planet, getting a better look for things. Spaceship once again launches a whole bunch of different drones. Drones designed to find the perfect place for the cat and dog settlement. As you fly lower over the planet, you see really neat forests of trees, although they seem to be all different colors. You see lakes and rivers, and meadows filled with green grass, but also meadows filled with blue grass and yellow grass and pink grass. It's a really colorful planet. "Appropriate location acquired," spaceship says. "Perfect, let's go check it out." Spaceship displays the location that you're supposed to head to, and you carefully fly the ship towards it. You find a huge open area surrounded on three sides by forest, and on one side by a beautiful lake. "I believe this will be the perfect location." "Yeah, it looks pretty amazing. Let's check it out." You land spaceship in the center of the clearing, and you open up the back hatch. You, Changer, along with all the cats and all of the dogs, rush out of the spaceship. The cats and dogs begin to sniff everything they can find, and, they pee on a lot of it too, honestly. It's a bit of a sight. Either way, as the dogs and cats continue to mark their territory and explore the area, you head over towards Spaceship and say, "Spaceship, I think this is perfect. Let's get building things." "Understood." As you stand in front of the cargo bay, you watch as all of the different decorations that were created for the dogs and cats begin to disappear, replaced by a huge set of 3D printers. The walls open up and hundreds of tiny little robots fly out. The printers whir to life, beginning to print little dog and little cat houses that look like they're made of all sorts of material. Wood, metal, stone, a little bit of everything. As each house finishes, the robots lift it up carefully and fly it outside the ship, placing it around the area so all of the dogs and cats have shelter. The robots create a whole variety of different houses. They build some houses into the ground like caves. They put others up in trees where the cats can climb up to them. Others just kind of sit on the ground like normal houses. They even build a few that look out onto the lake, and a couple that are on top of the lake itself, just in case the dogs want to swim out to them or something like that, I guess. As the houses reach completion, Spaceship speaks to you once again. "We must also consider the food problem," Spaceship says. "Oh yeah, I was kind of thinking you'd make replicators or something like that." "Understood," Spaceship says. "However, if we plan to make this planet self-sufficient, we will need a way for the dogs and cats to refill the replicators." Oh, I wonder how we can do that. Wait a second, I think I have an idea. What if you create, like, little wheelbarrow things that the dogs can pull with their teeth? They can fill them up with whatever they can find, like rocks and sticks and stuff like that. And then when they dock them back in the machine, it absorbs the material and turns it into kibble. "That is an excellent solution. I will design that now." Spaceship soon displays a picture. The picture looks like a normal little replicator. An L-shaped device with a big bowl underneath it where the food will appear. The only difference is, on the other side of this replicator, there's a little two-wheeled wheelbarrow with two sticks sticking out of it. Connecting the two sticks are another stick, designed for the dog to bite onto and pull wherever they want to go. "That's perfect," you say. Anything else you can think of to make sure they always have food? I want them to be happy and healthy here." "Yes," Spaceship says. "I have genetically engineered a new breed of trees. Check it out," Spaceship says. Soon, the screen displays another picture. A picture of a large tree that looks just like an apple or a pear tree, only it seems to be growing something large and kibble-like. "These trees are genetically engineered to produce large fruit kibble," Spaceship says. "The fruit kibble is the exact nutrients that the dogs require. In a few years, the planet should be thriving with the fruit kibble," Spaceship says. "Each tree also contains seeds that the dogs will help propagate and spread around." "Oh, cool. Well, let's get planting all of those things. And once you get the replicators up, maybe Changer can help me train the dogs and cats to use them." "Understood," Spaceship says. You walk back out of the ship, and as you pass through the cargo area, you see all of the different trees being printed. You didn't even realize that Spaceship could print living trees. That's kind of unbelievable, you think. You watch as the trees get flown all throughout the dog and cat village, planted on all sides, and even in the middle, ensuring that the dogs and cats will have enough food to eat, well, pretty much forever. You see the replicators being constructed as well. "Changer, I think we're gonna have to teach these things how to use the replicator. Come with me." Changer barks twice in acknowledgement. As you walk towards the replicator, Changer transforms slightly to resemble the dogs from this planet, with bigger, slightly cuter looking eyes. It still kind of freaks you out how cute they look. They almost seem to be genetically engineered so no one will mess with them. You decide that the best way to train these cats and dogs is to become one of them as well. You flip through the screens on your watch You know, the watch that allows you to transform into anything it can scan. And you scan one of the dogs that's standing nearby. You press the button in the center of the watch, and your body starts to feel a little less solid. Really kind of wibbly and wobbly. As you focus on the picture of the dog in your head, you slowly shrink down until you find yourself standing on all fours. Your senses heightened once again. You can hear everything for miles and miles. And even stranger, you notice little lines of color flying throughout the air. As you sniff around, you realize that the colors are actually smells. You can see smells in this body. Amazing! You look over at Changer, who walks up in front of all of the different dogs and cats, and then, to your surprise, begins to speak?
All right there, dogs. Here's your job. See this device here? Well, it needs things in it. Sticks and rocks. Anything you can find will do. Come with me, Changer says.
You're honestly not sure why you can understand him. He normally can't. Maybe it's something about being transformed into a dog as well. Either way, you don't think about it too hard. You and Changer walk the other dogs over towards the replicators. Changer ducks under one of the wheelbarrows, stands up in the middle, and talks to the dogs once again.
These little devices are designed to bite onto and take with us wherever we need. The plan is to fill them up with things we can find, and then bring them back here. Follow us.
Changer grabs onto the wheelbarrow and begins running into the forest. You head over to another one and bite onto it as well, following Changer. A few of the other dogs seem to get the idea, and they do the same thing. You all lead yourselves deep into the woods surrounding this amazing place. The woods are filled with rocks and sticks and flowers and dirt. All sorts of different things.
Okay, Changer says. Now, you don't need to worry. Pretty much anything will do. Just fill it up and head back.
Changer shows the other dogs by picking up sticks in the forest and dropping them in the wheelbarrow. The other dogs seem to understand. They run around the forest collecting mouthfuls of leaves, sticks, and some of them even try to dig down in the dirt and shoot it up into the wheelbarrow itself.
That's it, guys. Keep it going.
All of the dogs continue to fill the wheelbarrows with sticks and rocks and all sorts of things. You get in on the fun as well, running around throughout the forest on your little dog legs, jumping over sticks and rocks, and grabbing all sorts of fun things. For some reason, something makes you really want to bite onto sticks. You're not sure what it is, but you get a great feeling from doing it. Each time you pick up a stick and drop it in the wheelbarrow, you get a real sense of accomplishment, like you're doing very, very important work. So, stick by stick, you fill up one of the wheelbarrows. Once they're all full, you and Changer lead the rest of the dogs back to base. As you walk up towards the replicators, little hands pop out the sides. Little mechanical hands. They grab onto the wheelbarrows and pull them inside. The devices glow a bright blue color for a second, and then all of the materials are dissolved and absorbed into the replicator. As soon as they finish, the bowls of food fill up with all sorts of different colored kibble. A new smell enters the air. A smell that's both sweet and delicious. You think about heading up to eat some of the kibble, but then you decide, no, you don't want to eat kibble. You just watch as all of the other dogs and cats run up and have a feast. The feast of their lives. As nighttime begins to set, and all of the dogs and cats are full and fed, you use your watch to transform back into your human form. You bend down and pet the cats and dogs, saying goodbye to them once again. Their fur is silky smooth, and they just seem to love being pet. The cats brush up against you, and the dogs roll over onto their back, forcing you to scratch their tummies. After a while, you stand up and walk towards the ship. As you wave goodbye, you watch the cats and dogs leave, each one discovering one of the homes to sleep in. Little lights turn on outside the homes automatically, and spaceship lifts up off the ground. The door to the huge cargo hatch closes, and you walk through the empty cargo bay into the main part of the ship once again. Spaceship blasts off through the atmosphere and back out into space. You, feeling tired from, well, you know, terraforming a whole planet and creating a new dog and cat paradise, decide to head for the bedroom. The door slides open with a whoosh as you enter and lay down on the bed. You pull the covers up over top of yourself and you close your eyes. With each out-breath, you relax your body more and more, sinking down deeper and deeper into the mattress as you allow your mind to drift off to thoughts of new adventures and new things to come. Good night, everyone.